Absolutely. Happy to be back. Once again, Will Neals from Peacetown in Appleton and Knox County. And I'm definitely supportive of this. It's an important tool for us to be able to help the citizens of Maine understand what is being done in their names with their tax money to themselves. Because that's, of course, the situation we always find ourselves in as citizens. Things happen to us with our tax dollars in our name. Now, there's an irony when that involves shutting down the family farm. So this is really important. And I would just like to point out, it's unfortunate he's not here right now, but former Representative Ralph Chapman out of the Blue Hill Peninsula was also one of our early sponsors of this. We've been bringing this bill back a few times. For those of you who may be new to the committee, for those of you who aren't, I think most of you were here last session. But, you know, one of the things that Representative Chapman found, and I was very, 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 very shocked and sort of scandalized in my own way, it takes a bit to scandalize me, was he found that when he went to the AG's office and he asked, or not the AG, I'm sorry, but he went to the Secretary of State's office and he asked Mr. Dunlop, you know, how many times since this bill had created this ability in the early King administration, I think it was 95, 96 is when it passed, how many times it had been invoked? How many times had it been used? And they said, well, we can't tell you that, sir, because as part of a confidentiality agreement with the federal government, we're not actually allowed to keep public records about when it's been invoked. So, I mean, I just want to point out that that runs counter to the ideals of democracy they taught me at the Appleton Village School. Okay. Now, I know that's a small school, and it wasn't, you know, as posh and uppy as the high school in Camden that I went to later. But, you know, the basic gist of democracy as it filtered into my head as a youngster here in Maine didn't incorporate in those types of actions happening with absolutely no citizen input and no ability for us to even know it had happened. Later on, we would face the repercussions of this new interpretation, but good luck finding a record of the fact that it got reinterpreted. And that, I think, should let us know right there that if they aren't willing to keep records of it, maybe we ought to do it just so we know when they want to do it. Because, I mean, geez, you know? Anyways, I could go on for a long time about this, but I think the most important thing to emphasize, and I remember, you know, Representative Martin was clear about his memory of this coming up before. This has been an issue. It literally did, as Representative Hickman pointed out, it caused this whole fiasco with CBD. If they had had to come to the citizens and have a hearing, this could have been dealt with. Could have been wicked simple. I mean, they're creating policy here in Maine based off of a press release about something the feds are going to do down the line. Now, I understand some people really do respect the federal government, but to me, that's taken a little bit far because it's caused, I mean, you know, you've got tax dollars being spent, thousands and thousands of Maine taxpayer dollars are being spent on people's salaries for them to go out and tell health food stores, you can't sell these little, like, gel cabs anymore right now until we change the law. And then they're going to be spent going out and telling them, actually, it's okay, you can sell that again. I mean, just to be honest, it's pretty ridiculous. And that's happening because of this specific ability to manipulate the rules and laws of the state of Maine. And I would point out, for those of you who need perspective, I mean, you know, not everything was really cushy and peachy in the mid-90s here during the King administration. A lot of interesting things scooted through during that administration just because it was sort of an open season with neither specific party actually controlling things. And so there was a lot of lobbyists, got a lot of things attained. And this is definitely one of them. And it's been a black mark on our state for over two decades now, and I think it's about time that we fix it. So I would strongly encourage and ask each and every one of you to vote this through. It's really simple, and it just acknowledges that we should not have our state employees acting counter to our interests as citizens here in Maine with our tax money without our consultation. And that's it. It's really simple. It's about consultation. We deserve to have in the person of you all, our elected representatives, we deserve to know that they want to change things here in our state. Because, you know, the story about GW and him stopping being a pig farmer, he didn't really touch on it very much this time. But it's heartbreaking. You know, I mean, to watch a farm that has been going and cranking for years and doing great suddenly just have to stop and not be able to get any money out of it. I mean, and he doesn't, you know, talk about this, but, you know, in a gesture of resistance to the tyranny that he was facing, he gave away all his pigs. He killed them, cut them up, processed them there at the meat shack, and gave them away and fed God knows how many dozen families that winter 2 years ago. He fed me. But that's the point. Manners are stubborn people. We adjust to the situation. It would just be way, way nicer if we didn't have to adjust to it without being told they were thinking about doing it. And, you know, I mean, you know, I'd like to believe that this administration is going to be an administration that is more responsive to the needs of the people of Maine. But I've been coming to Augusta for 24 years, and I know that the only way I'm going to believe that is the actions of this legislature and this administration. I won't believe it with words. I will believe it with votes. So I would really appreciate if each and every one of you vote this one through so we can have an honest future relationship here in Maine. I know that you all didn't create this problem, but you are being given the opportunity to fix it. Thank you.
Hang on. Any questions around the table? Representative Toole? Okay. My question was a major hook in all this is the definition of major substantive.
Major substantive.
So we'd have to set the bar high enough that CBD triggered a review. The changes in the hog processing requirements would have to trigger review. So we have to be careful about that terminology to make sure it's inclusive of we're going to change a couple of signs on a couple of streets.
Mm-hmm.
Are not inclusive of that.
Right, of course. I mean, I get that, but my doubt is that the feds would be involved in changing the signs on a couple of streets. I mean, at the end of the day,
that was a lousy example. My point was to make this successful in doing what we want it to do.
Yes, sir.
In the committee work, we need to get clear on what major substantive is and come up with a working definition that protects the interests that you're lobbying for.
I understand that. And to be quite clear, I'm not actually paid to be here. I've never been paid to come to the legislature. I just speak for my community. But, yes, I understand your point, sir. And you're functionally correct. The challenge is having been dealing with bureaucrats in this town for almost 25 years, I have watched them jump back and forth and claim that specifically around a lot with medical marijuana legislation of the last 10 years. I've done a lot of work down at HHS to try to get, you know, most of the veterans and other communities safer. But I watched them hop back and forth and claim for a while, well, you know, that might be major and substantive. Oh, no, actually, it's not major and substantive. It doesn't require any oversight at all in this fashion. And so I've seen that hopscotch. The bureaucrats are really good at that. And I think, to be quite honest, it would be great if we could – get a consistent definition of major and substantive, because to me, for the last, you know, I'm 42. I've been coming here since I was 18. You know, never been paid to do it, and it's one of the most exasperating things that I have witnessed is to watch bureaucrats, you know, hopscotch back and forth and use that as a specific shield against, you know, that oversight. So I agree with you. You're absolutely right, Senator Claxton. It has to be defined.
So we'd certainly entertain thoughts at the work session or before.
Do you know when the work session's going to be, sir?
We haven't picked a time yet, and the way things are going, it may be this year. no, we haven't yet, but we make sure that you're on the list.
Who would be the person here to talk to? Is it – okay, there we go. Well, I'm going to encourage that gentleman to communicate with GW, because he'll come back, and I know he'll come back for a work session to be a resource on this. I'm sure he'd be happy to.
And where I was going with that, it'd be great. If you want to submit some suggestions for wording of how to define major substantive, we'd put those on the table for the conversation. Come to the mic if you would.
Why don't you? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Senator. Yeah, we'll get Craig back here. Yeah.